Greetings and welcome everybody to Great American Golf. I'm your Ray Adams, your caddy for the show. Hello, welcome, greetings. Thank you so much for joining us today. So much going on. Dr. Bob Denny, our PGA of America historian emeritus, Craig Renshaw, our lifetime member of the PGA of America and noted golf instructor. Both of them out of Florida. I'm sitting here in Phoenix and my hair's on fire. That's right. It's a wee bit hot over here. Lots of great comments from the recent show where we featured Graham Baxter, one of the great, great golf course artists. And Graham is going to be dressing my background in a couple of ways, it looks like, as I completely redesign this little broadcast studio. And in the future, the goal is that we will be going to a video podcast as well as audio. Now that's coming down the line and everybody has choices. So we'll see how it goes. We'll do a bunch of beta tests and all that jazz for a couple months. But for now, we're here and I want to thank Ryan Ballingy, who is the purveyor, founder, owner, and the guy that does it at thegolfnewsnet.com. Thegolfnewsnet.com. What numbers does Ryan have? Unbelievable growth this year. And so far from January to date, Ryan has had some amazing numbers at the Golf News Net. And I can only tell you that the numbers of these radio podcast shows, this one, Great American Golf, my Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, all growing, television as well. Everything is at thegolfnewsnet.com. And then after that, over at the audio platforms and the video platforms. New television shows are coming out. There are two brand new ones. They're going to be featuring the latest and greatest from Squares Golf Shoes. Squares Golf Shoes. Well, you know what Squares is doing. Squares has released their brand new, beautiful, beautiful, you know, Bob Winskowitz, who started Squares, owns, founder, all of that from Squares, has done some things that are absolutely unbelievable over the years. And I've been with Bob promoting and advertising for him and wearing Squares and talking about it for years. You're looking at squares.com. This is the square-toed shoe with the patented wider toe box where your toes lay flat. Pointed spikes on the bottom of the shoe, but now he's come out with not only the classic look, but the Pro S2 spikeless golf shoe, where it brings you timeless golf style with the versatility that your game deserves. Well, you can play 18 or 36 holes. The same shoes will take you out to lunch. They'll build you later into a theater, movie, cinema, maybe back to the club for some late afternoon, early evening dinner, drinks, what have you, relaxing on the patio. The Blue Maca non-slip insole is in the square shoes. Better ground connection with more cushioning and energy. 100% waterproof uppers. The shoe that does it all. Traditional style, athletic comfort, proven Squares performance. You got to get to squares.com. And that's what I have to say about that. Fabulous company. Don't forget certafreshcigar.com. Don't forget touredge.com. And I'll be back with a little bit more about them later. All right. To Craig Renshaw. Wow. Everybody is still, well, they're gushing about Jackson Koivun. And we need to do a little 2-minute recap, a minute for you and a minute for Bob, about this 21-year-old who has in 3 starts won his first PGA tournament in Minnesota at the 3M. And I can't say enough about him. I just hope that he is not one of these players, and we've seen them, where they win a passel of golf tournaments in the first couple of years of being out there because, well, they're young, they're bold, they're trained, they're pedigreed, the team is there, and they just don't really, and I say they don't take into consideration what it takes to win. I know that he does and they do, but I think about people over the years that have won some tournaments And then all of a sudden they go dry for quite a while because they can't duplicate it, Craig. I hope this doesn't happen to Jackson.
Well, I would agree with you, but I would say, when you're number one amateur in the world, he has talent. He's shown that by winning. But when you're saying that people win a few tournaments early on, to win tournaments, that means plural, whether it's two, three, four, whatever it is, that puts you in a pretty special class out there on the PGA Tour.
It
So
does.
even if you, let's say, won two tournaments in your first year or first 2 years of being a professional, and that's all you won for the rest of your career, while it might be a letdown, it's still quite a career because there's many people that never win two
That's
tournaments.
correct.
So, like I said, I'd be disappointed after winning early, but the reality is I'd be saying that's still a pretty darn good career.
All right, Bob.
I like a lot of things about him. I'm not an expert on his way he attacks the ball and bends his back. Dr. Lanny could probably speak more about what he thinks in the long term
And I'm
about
so
that.
glad you brought that up.
Yes.
Permit me to interrupt for a moment. I'm so glad you brought it up, and we will have Dr. Lanny on after Dr. Lanny has a chance to look at that swing, and I want Craig to weigh in a minute. But he really does bend that back, doesn't he?
Yeah. And the last time I saw someone attack a ball quite like that as a youngster was Tiger Woods. I watched him all the way from his junior ranks all the way up to where we see him today. And I watched him at the PGA Championship on the range. And I just thought he overdid it on a lot of things when it came to attacking the ball. So that's just my observation. But back to Jackson Koivun, I like his temperament. I like the way he handles himself. He didn't just win a golf tournament. He set a tournament record on the way to do it. And he did it pretty weaselly with probably one of the best putting performances you're going to see in a long time for a 21-year-old. So that's my first impression.
Dr. Bob,
Yes.
the only thing I would say to that comment, and I totally agree with everything you said there, is all of Tiger's injuries happened off the golf course, though.
The major ones,
Is that true? I mean, well, that's true, but didn't he
Let's go
wear
into it for
them?
just a moment on that one. He pushed the envelope so many times on off the golf course injuries, but I watched him, Craig, and I just really felt that the torque he put into his shots, the way he attacked them, you could look at him those early tournaments in the 90s,
Oh,
the way he hit those irons, he just whipped it through there.
like I said, I don't disagree with any of that. I agree
Okay.
with that. But my point is, it's
Yeah.
like saying, hey, look, this pitcher for the Brewers right now throws 105 miles an hour. And somebody will say, oh, that arm is going to give out. That arm is going to break out. That he's going to ruin his arm. But in the off season, if he's skiing and he ruins his shoulder, then they go, oh, see that. No, he hurt himself not in a tournament or anything like that. Then that's an off,
Yeah.
that's just bad other things. So Tiger never hurt himself on the golf course with all the violent stuff that he did. And yes, it probably would have done it. He hurt himself off the course.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we don't know a lot of the things that he did training, do we? Other than what we've read,
Yes.
he wanted to mimic a Navy SEAL for quite some
Yes.
time, stuff like that. Yeah, I agree with you on that one, Craig, for sure.
If he had continued to do that, could his knee have got given out? Would it? Maybe it was starting to. Totally agree. But it was other things. While he may say he was training for golf, which is fine, it was off the course injuries. It's not like something else.
But you know, the golf swing is such a violent athletic motion, not natural to the body. I don't know how many doctors have talked about it. I don't know how many coaches and trainers have dealt with it. And we've been dealing with it for years on both of these shows, that golf yields to amateur players and to tour players. How many can we list? And they didn't have the off-course trauma that Tiger Woods did. And yet they have suffered back injuries and problems, legions of them, because of the speed, because of the amount of energy going through the ball on the knees and the lower back. It's a violent swing. And it and it causes violent results in so many. I think over the years, just about everybody gets dealt a little bit of a back injury here and there. More to come. We'll have Dr. Lanning on, but I totally agree, Craig. You're right. I mean, in his particular case, much of it was brought on by other things. Let's get over to the Rocket Leaderboard. The Rocket Leaderboard. Ain't that something? My hometown of Detroit, Michigan, and the Rocket Leaderboard in Detroit. This is the last year. It will not be sponsored by Rocket Mortgage anymore. Bob can bring us up to date, or Craig as well. But these sponsors are leaving the tour. Others are coming on board. Golf courses are being left out of play, rotation. New golf courses are coming in, and this Rocket Mortgage Golf Tournament in Detroit, is one of those. But it does survive on the tour under a new name, under a new venue course, under a new sponsor. It's all different. But for now, who do you like over here, Craig?
Oh well, I think I'd like Cam Young. He's in a good position right now.
61.
He's in a nice position. I mean, there's no reason to think otherwise. He's up there. Patrick Cantlay's up there, but it's been a while for Patrick. So Ricky's up there too, but it's been a while for him. So I'll go with the sentimental pick and go with Cam Young because he's won a little bit.
Yeah, I think Cam Young looks very good. And by the way, can you believe it's August? My goodness, August 1st. But you look at these rounds and you've got a 69 61, Cantlay 64 66. Matt Wallace is there. I mean, there are some golf tournaments that you just can't believe how low they can go and how quickly they can go low. Peter Malnati was there. So there's just a lot going on at this golf tournament. There's some great names there. I think it's a good tournament. But Bob, history says, PGA Tour says, no more. Where are we going? Where are we going, Johnny Miller? What are we doing?
With it, Rocket's gone from the title. The Sampo Championship from Napa, California is going to be the new sponsor. With that in mind, so they're taking over. You're going to see a lot of this, and I find it interesting that we're getting leaks and leaks of information from week to week about the way this event's come out, and we haven't even seen a schedule yet. We haven't even got to that level yet, but we're getting leaks and teases and changes, and because people are talking off the course, away from the boardroom, saying, "Yep, we're leaving," and stuff like that. So, but back to this tournament. Cam Young is my favorite, along with you guys, and the reason why is I like the way he attacks. After his Players Championship victory, I thought that would really set the tones for him. That's the second 61 under this configuration of the North Course. It's a par 70. Prior to that, it was a 61, also by Jake Knapp, and that was a year ago when it was under 72 holes, and it was 11 under at that time. A par 72, I should say, par 72. So a 61 anywhere you shoot it will get you a lot of fun perks.
A lot of people have said that this golf course was, Keegan Bradley is one that said, hey, this golf course was, redone. Absolutely beautiful. It's one of the best jobs I've ever seen as a PGA Tour player. And of course, Keegan, he needs to win something. He needs to do something. He's out of the playoffs at this point. We're going to look at that in just a moment. As far as the playoff, where they are is, what is it, the top 70 players. And I think Keegan is out of it. But
Next week, next week they determine the top 70.
right. So everybody better do big this week. But anyway, I think you're right, Cam Young probably is going to win this golf tournament. I don't know that anybody else will. I mean, Ricky would have to put on a clinic I don't think he's going to do it. Craig, who wins it?
I'm going with Cam Young.
All right, we're all three on Cam Young's team. We all went way out on a limb, everybody. And if you want to write to me, I'm at golfadams@msn.com. Thank you for writing over the long time that you've been doing that. 26 years on the air, and now over a year streaming on all the platforms and over at thegolfnewsnet.com. Both shows, Great American Golf, this show, and then the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show every Monday evening. So thank you for writing to me, golfadams@msn.com. And if you wrote to me right now, I would see it and know it. And you could ask a question of our co-host and guests, and you could be a part of everything we're doing. You can write to me and say, I want to be on your big email list, Ray, golfadams@msn.com. All right. Now, I don't know how far back you could be and still win this tournament, but I doubt you could be any more than about 4 strokes as low as they're going, Bob.
I would say anybody that finishes at 8 under today, the second round going into Saturday will definitely be fine.
All right. So if you're within a couple of 2 or 3 shots, Craig, I guess you agree with that one.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because they're going to go deep, so you can't be, six back and try to. Even the leader is going to go fairly deep the next 2 days.
All right, let's talk a little bit about we've got a new name sponsor. We've got a new venue over at Johnny Miller's Club. What is it? Silverado in Napa. I've been there. I played the course many years ago. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth, Napa Valley in California. This golf tournament moves way across the country, and there's no more my hometown birthplace of Detroit affiliated with this golf tournament. Is that a good thing? And is that where the PGA Tour is going, Bob?
Well, I just like the history of it. 1899, they founded the club. It's got some great records over the past. It's been a hallmark on the tour in many ways for many years. And I just think that it's going to be sad for Ricky Fowler because he won there 3 years ago now, and he's.
After a long drought.
Yeah, right. And it was good to him. And it's been a very good tournament to helping bring diversity into the game. They've given us scholarships for the John Shippen scholarship out of that tournament. It's had some good memories, but that's the same kind of swan songs and violins being played when you think about the Firestone leaving the tour too. So there's some very wonderful places that are not going to be returning.
You know, Craig, you'll remember that a few years ago, you and I welcomed a wonderful young superintendent of golf course management over at Silverado, and the fires were happening.
Yep.
And that night, his house burnt down. You remember that? He then went on, and I think he went to work for the PGA Tour. I would like to catch up with him this next week and talk a little bit about, the tournament, and maybe we'll be able to do that. The super whose house burnt down at Silverado a few years ago. And I think we can catch up with him and get some comments on it and how it's doing over there. Because obviously, being with the PGA Tour, he knows everything. All right, let's keep going to I think the biggest story and the best story in golf globally right now. And Bob, I'm going to kick it off with you. What's happening with the ladies over at the Women's Open Championship?
It's the sixth time they've had the event at for the women at the Royal Lytham St. Anne's in Lancashire, England. And Hae-ryon Ryu of Korea, 25 years old, 7 under, heading into Saturday, 1 stroke lead over Shihu Kuwaki of Japan. American Yaelimi Ngo is 5 under, along with Gino Titicoon, former number one. Lottie Woad and Charlie Hull 2 under. Nelly Korda 1 under after having tied for the low round of the day with a 68 for Nelly. And Hae-ryon Ryu has got 2 majors under her belt, the Women's PGA and the Evian Championship this year. She's definitely a candidate for Player of the Year. For the first 2 days, she only missed 4 fairways and 5 greens.
Is this the kind of leaderboard that attracts viewers, fans, watchers? Is this the leaderboard that people want, Craig?
Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good leaderboard for the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
You and I disagree. I don't, the women just don't attract the numbers that the guys do. So I don't know that the leaderboard matters as much as what it does on the men's side. I know that may sound terrible, but I don't know. I guess in certain people will draw it a little more people there, so maybe that's helpful. But it's the hardcore golf person that's watching a lot of the ladies. So I
Yeah.
don't know that it really matters so much with who's on the leaderboard, but it's a good leaderboard for the women. It's a good leaderboard.
Well, there's no question about it. These ladies, no matter where they're from, are fabulous golfers, and I love it. They're my favorite. Royal Litham and Sanans, famous in the rotation, in so many ways. But Bob, tell us a little bit more about this leader here, because she is she's a force to be reckoned with, isn't she?
Well, once she won the women's PGA, once that gave her all the confidence that I think that she needed, because she's been a very solid player. On I watched her, and she's, for instance, she had a sort of a so-so front nine. Well, she comes back and goes 5 under for the last 12 holes on Friday, and that shows me that she is getting her groove, and she's adapting to that links golf course. And you have to adapt to a links golf course. You have to not fight it. You have to just play with the ground and make sure you can make all the different shots. And don't worry about those bad bounces, because everybody's going to get bad bounces on a links golf course. It's just, she looks under control at this moment. I know it's just a one stroke lead, but she's got two majors, like I said. And I don't think she's going to be worried about the bright lights by the time she gets around to Sunday.
I think anybody with a 4 or 5 deficit, call it 4 to 5 strokes, anything can happen in open golf, links golf, and let's see if she can hang on. And all the due propers to all of these great players. Nelly Korda is pretty far down the list. If she would happen to win this golf tournament, every imaginable magical career thing happens for her, but it looks like at 1 under in T14 right now, she may have to she may have to wait. Charlie Hull did something funny this week. Did you read about it, Craig or
I
Bob?
did not. I did not.
Did you read about it, Bob?
I did.
Fill us in. I'm sure Craig is going to have something fun to say about this one.
She pulled a prank on her caddy, had to give him some scratch lottery, or in the UK, this scratch lottery tickets, which you can scratch off and find out if you won the jackpot. And he scratched one off, and he won £100,000. And as it turned out, it was a false surprise. She was pulling his leg, and
She bought a fake.
a
She
lot
bought a fake ticket,
of, yeah.
gave it to him, and he went running all over the clubhouse like a crazy man that he'd won
Yeah, right.
£100,000. And go ahead.
Yeah, but she pulled it off, and made a big, thought it was really funny, and then got a lot of mileage on it on social media, and a lot of comments, but doesn't bother Charlie.
Would you have done that to your caddy, Craig?
No, and when he gives her a 6 iron and she wants 7 iron and she hits it over the green, we'll see how much she laughs about it.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine being given a lottery ticket for 100? Although, if she plays well, I think she made the statement, look, if I were to win this week, he's going to make more than 100,000 anyway. Because what does a winner make? $1.5 million on this one now?
I think so. Yeah.
So he would win $1.5 million. He'd win 150,000 if they're at the 10% mark. I mean,
That's
okay.
a good gift to give privately. I'm not sure I'd give it to somebody like that out in that kind of environment.
I know that I would not do that. I would not. It's a little cruel. She said big deal. It was fun, and he was fun, and it was fun, and it was over, and it was done.
I'm glad they're
Charlie Hull,
close, glad they're friends.
and they're friends. And Charlie Hull is something else. I mean, she is certainly one of the ones that everybody looks to all over the world to bring some great golf and everything else she does
She needs to
to the
bring
lady.
more great golf then.
Yep.
Well, she needs to win. You're right. She needs to win
More
enough.
often. Yep.
Right.
Right, right.
Right now,
Well,
she's a Tommy Fleetwood of the women's tour.
yep.
Or the Ricky Fowler. I
She
mean,
needs
they're.
to win more.
I mean, they're great. Well, Fleetwood, though, I mean, I think he wins a major in soon.
You want to put some money on that one?
Yeah, I take that bet right now.
I take that.
All right, now wait a minute. Now let's stop. Okay,
I'll
all right,
take
everybody.
£100,000, Ray. I'll take a hundred thousand
You want a
pounds.
ticket? Okay, I've got a fake. Charlie is going to send me the fake ticket, and I'll give it to you.
Okay.
All right, so let's drill down a little bit, folks. Write to me, golfadams@msn.com. Am I full of poop or what? Is Tommy Fleetwood going to win a major in the next year or two? I say yes.
No.
He has the game. He has the fan base. He has the capability. Craig, you're saying no, and the reason you're saying no is why?
History.
He's had his chances and didn't do it, or what?
I just don't think that he's not it. Tiger doesn't change his stripes. I just don't see that changing. I just don't see what is going to make all of a sudden something's going to happen. I just don't see it. He had his hot streak. He had a chance that he maybe could have rode it out a little bit, but I think he's cool. He's still a great golfer, still a very nice golfer. But yeah, I just don't see a whole lot changing.
Bob?
I watch him when he reaches the point where he's in contention, and all of a sudden that magic putter that is like gold when he goes to the Ryder Cup, it starts to miss on a regular basis. And I just don't see him on the clutch time. When I'm talking about Sunday afternoon, last nine holes, I just don't see it.
Wow. Well, we disagree. I think Tommy Fleetwood comes through.
Ray, I got a little nugget for you on majors.
We're nuggets. We're
Okay.
nugget people.
The men's majors began in 1860, and since that time, all the way up to Ryan Fox, 236 individuals have won at least one major. And for men, since 1860. For women, their first majors were in the Western Open in 1930. And the 145 women have won at least one major since that
Wow.
time. Kari Webb is the only golfer in history to win what is called a super career grand slam. When she had five majors in presented to her, they're all eligible. She won them all. She finished second in the Evian in 2014, but that was after it became a major. She won the Du Maurier in 1999. So Kari Webb from 1999 to 2006 won the Super Career Grand Slam.
Isn't that something else? I had a listener write to me and he said, I saw on your Facebook Marketplace, Ray, that you have a set of Wilson 100th anniversary golf clubs and the tour bag, vintage collector's item only, never used, still in the plastic, and that you are going to sell these. And I am, and they are there. So I just wanted to confirm that to the listener that wrote to me just a moment ago. If you want them, go there, communicate, do whatever. They are some of the most beautiful golf clubs I've ever seen in my life, even though I'm a Tour Edge man and have been with Tour Edge for years and years. Prior to that, I advertised for, and Wilson was one of my big sponsors. And during their 100th anniversary, these clubs came to me to go on television. They've never been touched. Used, they come with the traditional sock type tassel head covers, Wilson golf gloves, and on it goes. You can go to the Facebook Marketplace and find them. And I wanted to confirm that with the listener. Thanks for writing to me. Why not put a little plug out there? Those clubs are going to be in the hands of some Very, very happy people soon. All right, we're going to go to a break right now. We can't wait to get back because we have lots more to come. But let's come back for a couple of minutes. I have a couple more quick questions to talk about, and then we will continue to move forward through the show here on Great American Golf. Be with me. Great sponsors, great ways and products to help you with your game. Have a great listen.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
Greetings and welcome back, everybody. This is Great American Golf. Ray Adams with you, Craig Renshaw with you, Dr. Bob Denny with you. Holy mackerel, Andy, what a great show so far. Lots to talk about. Well, we've been reviewing the PGA Tour leaderboard. We've been reviewing the Women's Open Championship and that leaderboard, Charlie Hull and her prank to her caddy. Lots of things going on, but I want to talk now, Craig. Can't wait to have you weigh in on this one. And this segment is brought to you by the Legacy Golf Resort at golflegacyresort.com, one of the great championship golf courses in America, located right here in Phoenix, Arizona. You've heard me talk about them for years and years. You've seen their TV ads that my company produced on my television shows over the last couple of years. You hear me talk about them all the time on these shows. golflegacyresort.com. What a wonderful venue for your next outing. What a wonderful place to view the South Mountains in Phoenix. The Legacy Golf Performance Center. Jeremy Anderson there, award-winning young teaching professional, where pros and amateurs and young people and, well, guys like me go to tune up the game. Forget about the great restaurant. Nope, don't forget about it. Food is fabulous. The staff is amazing. And Tony Barton, the GM for years and years, well, he's just the best. Craig, I got to give you 15 seconds on the Legacy Golf Resort where you taught. You know them. What do you make of them?
Great facility. Do a lot of great things out there. Tournaments, golf, food. It's a beautiful all-around facility.
All right. Coming from a man that taught there, Craig Renshaw, golflegacyresort.com. We appreciate them so much for bringing this segment. I'll have a little bit more at the end of the show. But right now, Craig, Wyndham Clark, in a recent article, agreed with Jack Nicklaus saying that the big events are all stacked on top of each other. Now, you just had a long comment. You had a little tantrum out there. And I loved it. And I think everybody else loved it. I mean, you were 100% right. Bob, get ready because I want you in on this. But Wyndham Clark and Jack Nicklaus say they're stacking up the big events too close. What about it?
Well, there's I want to say there's too many big events. You can't have a biggie every week. I mean, it just doesn't make sense that you're going to play four rounds of golf and they're going to be on TV and then you're going to have a big event. And then next week we're going to pack up everything and do it again. And it's going to be, you got to build on something. It's like music. There's a crescendo and then things come back down. You can't, it, they all can't be big ones. It's just not possible. So it, you're not going to get the best players that want to go out there and do that.
All right, but out of 25 events on the tour next year, Bob, how many are the big ones? 10 or 12?
12, in that range, yeah.
And they're saying they're stacked too close together.
And there's not that many of them that are really big events, though.
Well, you got all the elevated events, Craig, that are the $4 million winner share, and that's in the top half tier. And then you have the new Korn Ferry Tour that's in the second tier. Oh, I didn't say that.
So you got the majors. You got the,
and then the majors,
the signature events, and then the playoffs. So
there's basically more big events than there are regular ones. Is that about right?
It's ridiculous. It's not. They're not. How many people are sitting there saying, I can't wait for this event this week? How many of them? They say it about one event every month. It's a major.
Well, we know what Rory says. He says he's going to stay home and spend time with his family. Bob,
they're turning signature events into quasi majors. That's what they're doing.
That's what they're hoping.
You think the fans are going to watch TV and listen to all this stuff?
Well, we've had these signature events now for what, 3-4 years now? Are they? I don't think so.
Some television stats are good. Others are not so good. I don't know.
Well, when we have a major, when we have the PGA, when we have the Open, when we have the Masters or the Open, television ratings are quite a bit different than your regular week-to-week event. So that means they should stand out very significantly, not, oh, we have 1.6 people watching, we have 1.65 or 1.7. We need a significant difference to make sure these events are different. And they're not. They're not. They're not great golf courses. They're at the regular same stuff we've been at. What is different about the events? Nothing.
Bob?
The biggest input has been the purse, and they've turned it because they try to react to LIV Golf, as we all know about it, and they react with these big purses now that it really makes it a blasé type of approach, really. And I just think that the hardcore golf watchers and viewers are going to be, it's not going to be so big a structure for them, but those that really appreciate stretching out and bringing the best of players from week to week, that's where it's going to be a trouble. That's going to be the trouble. And so we can talk about all we want, but you got to space things out. Right now you have a Masters in April, you have a PGA in May, you have a US Open in June, and in July you have the Open Championship. I guess that's not enough. I guess you should stretch them way out. I don't think so, but I just think that you have to bring these other events and be careful about how you do this, because you don't want to keep losing your fan base at different places around the country that have supported golf for many years. And I keep bringing up my favorite is the Quad Cities. And I think you got to hold on to places like that with the John Deere. You got to hold on places in, obviously, in California, and obviously in Texas and Ohio and all around the country. But yeah, that's a very tough jigsaw puzzle right now. And I wouldn't want to be in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what they've created this. This is what they've created. They did it all on their own, and it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Ray, when somebody wins the U.S. Open, when somebody wins the Masters, they say it's worth millions of dollars in the aftermarket because people, they're asked for speaking engagements, and then they do all kinds of different stuff. It's worth millions of dollars. Is this happening after these signature events?
Mm-mm.
Is when somebody wins one of these signature events, are they crying because of how much this meant to them and how it's going to change their life? Nope. Nope.
Nope.
The PGA, for many, many years, they've done this with their original goal was the Players' Championship. And while it's a very great tournament, and we talk about it every March now, how it's not a major, now they're trying to create something, more events, more of them. the Players Championship is special. The majors, but we have a fifth major. This now we got all these other ones that are just up there, just like it. They keep striving to bring stuff up there, and they're failing miserably.
Oh boy!
I mean, men's
golf
there?
Is no men's golf is in a mess. Women's golf is in a great place, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I miss some of the great moments that people may think about. I miss the World Series of Golf. I enjoyed some of the skins games by who was in the skins games.
Oh, we love the skins games.
Yeah, yeah. I saw some great moments like that. You know, and obviously before everybody's time except Ray and I guess myself is I watched a lot of Shell's Wonderful World of Golf growing
hey,
up.
Hey, listen, when I was a kid, I would sit next to my dad and watch that, and now they're playing all the reruns. And don't forget Celebrity Golf, and don't forget Big Three Golf.
That's right. That's right.
Those are all TV programs that were on
and
hundreds
made,
of years
what
ago.
What made those work was they spaced it out.
They spaced them out, and they put great names, and they put great golf. And I love that comment. By the way, I say I love that commentary more than I love the commentary today. Craig, can't wait for this question.
Oh, it's been a long time coming. I can't wait for it.
Get ready. They're saying that they're now going to silence. The tour is going to silence some of the analyst comments on the streaming side. Oh, boy. What do you say?
Brilliant. Brilliant. But they've had all these turnover of people, and they've had all this stuff of, you know, all these people have left, and they've brought all these other people in and gotten rid of people that had. Okay, so I guess those people aren't working real well then, are they?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess not. Bob, what do you say about it?
Well, I put it this way. I just don't have a real hard comment about that big move because I just think it's a little bit over the top, and it's a reactionary more than it is analytical.
You know, but when you are on these streaming sites, you can change the language that it comes out. You can change whether or not you want closed caption or anything. Why can't you go into the stuff and just say, mute. Okay, great.
Sure.
Great.
Sure.
All right, the Champions Tour is in Portugal.
Yep.
We're going to look at schedules in a minute. But, Craig, what do you make of the fact that the Golf Channel decided to not have, I mean, and I've looked at my schedule. I'm on it right now in my monitor here in my broadcast studio. There is no live from the Women's Open Championship. Bob, am I wrong about that? No,
no
live from.
You're not. You're not wrong.
That's a pile of poop, Golf Channel. And you can quote me on that one.
Well, is there live from there from the BBC?
I don't have anything on the Golf Channel live from.
No. But is over on the European side, is the BBC or whoever, Sky Network or whoever does that, because they just
that's all on that. They play that on the Golf Channel. I mean, what is that over on ESPN, Bob? See, here we go. Where the heck is anything?
Yeah,
and where can you watch it?
There's no live from for this.
There's
event.
No live from this no golf more. Tournament for the ladies. There's no live from anywhere, and I think it's I think it's a travesty. I mean, how disrespectful. Really? And 1.5 million? And the ladies have come so far, and you're not going to do a live from? Even do a one-hour show. Don't do an eight-hour one like you do for the men.
Yeah, but see, they're not going to send people over there to do a live for an hour, right? That's definitely not costly.
Then do a live from the studio, but comment on it. Talk about it. Do the highlights.
That's fine.
No, not going to do it. Why? Do we know the reason why? Or do I have to...
People aren't watching.
Or do I? They're not watching. And the number two, MONEY.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Not going to do it. Can't do it. All right, Craig, I'm going to give you the final word. I know you got to run. Final word, what's happening? Oh, by the way, let's get this little housekeeping thing out right now. My wonderful wife and I are celebrating our fabulous, incredible, what a story. I probably should write a book or spend an hour on a radio show and tell you how this all happened in God's timing and in human timing. that my wife and I met. It's miraculous. No one, you can't make it up. However, we're having our anniversary on Sunday, tomorrow, and we want to make sure that we have a wonderful time together. And in that regard, I am debating whether we're going to have a Monday golf lifestyle show because we will be away for a couple of 3 days. Now, at this point, I think we're going to have the show, but if you don't see a Monday golf lifestyle show on August the 2nd, no, 3rd, Monday, August 3rd, then you know that we were celebrating an anniversary. We will resume on the Saturday Great American Golf Show. So I'm just putting it out there at near the end of this show that we likely will not have a show, but we might. And we'll see how the morning goes as we take a little couple of day trip to celebrate our anniversary. Bob, Craig had to run. I was going to give him a final word, but he had to run. What about the playoffs and the top 70? Where do we stand on all that?
I was going to get into the PGA Tour Champions. Bob, I'll answer that
Oh,
one
go ahead.
first. First for this one, next week is the Wyndham Championship. That's the last regular season event. The top 70 will come out of that for the overall heading into the playoffs.
And we
Okay.
love the Wyndham Championship because we are Wyndham Rewards members. And
It makes me think of Wyndham Hotels and Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark, and who lives here in Phoenix, and Wyndham Hotels, where we are Wyndham
Right,
members. And we
right,
love that. And we're Hilton Diamond members too.
right.
Ain't that? Go ahead.
The Portugal Invitational. Interesting that the way it shakes out at the golf course. The Els Villa Nova course. Ernie Els designed and redesigned Arnold Palmer's golf course in Portugal. And Algarve, Portugal. I'm not pronouncing that pr properly. But the P P Portugal Invitational is headed by Zach Johnson at the moment, heading into the weekend, 8 under par, 1 stroke victory over his longtime rival, who hasn't been able to win the big ones at the time, Rory Sabatini, by one. Alex Cheka is 2 strokes back, as Charlie Wee and a guy by the name of Padraig Harrington. So
Oh
it's going
yeah.
to be, I just really enjoyed looking at the golf course, and I watch Ernie. He's tied for 14th in the tournament playing on the golf course he knows so well. And I just really enjoyed watching Ernie because there's one guy whose swing has always held up and his back has held up pretty darn well over those years. He's Mr. Easy, Mr. B the Big Easy, right?
The big easy.
Right. I love watching him play. Jason Kerin, a favorite to our program here, is tied for 13th, only 4 strokes in the lead.
You know, the Arizona Open is coming, and I received an email from my great friend, public relations expert, Rob Myers, that the Arizona Open is coming and it's going to be played in hot Phoenix right here next week. And I don't know that I can get out there, but my great friend and PGA Tour player and director of golf over at Grand Canyon University Championship Golf Course here in Phoenix, my alma mater, and where I taught for years, Bob. Jesse Mueller will be playing in the Arizona Open. Rob Labritz is coming to town to play. How about
Okay.
that? How about that one?
Good for good. Good.
Yeah, and there are some other ones that are coming to play, and I'm just so excited about that. And I'm hoping that I can catch them on the last day where they crown the winner of the Arizona Open. But if I don't, and we're still gone, and it's 150 degrees and hair on fire, those poor guys, I hope they hydrate and sunscreen, and I know they will. We'll get Rob and Jesse and whoever else, maybe the winner, on the show with us, and we'll feature them as the Arizona Open champion. I know upcoming guests, we have a very special one, Bob, and she will be coming on in about a week, and I want you to introduce her for 30 seconds only.
Well, we will be having on the U.S. Solheim Cup captain Angela Stanford, And Angela will give us a rundown of what's her preparations for taking the U.S. team, defending champions in the Solheim Cup, over to the Netherlands. And she's an outstanding representative for the game. It's very great analyst. She knows the game so well, and I think she has a great relationship with the best players on the tour. So I really think the U.S. team is in good hands with Angela, and I'm looking forward to bringing her onto the program.
Like I said, we have a few great guests coming on, and I'm looking, and I know that this sounds crazy, but I'm looking to have maybe, let's say, one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time on. I'm working on it. And we have some other great guests, and we have some other great tour winners on the various tours. And my great friend Miguel Angel Jimenez, I sent him a photograph of himself that Graham Baxter, the golf course artist, gave me the other day. Where Miguel was, I think he looked like he was in his young 30s. You wouldn't recognize him, but we might get the mechanic on and we'll see. But they're in there coming near their end of summer and they're going to go into their playoffs. And we have the Schwab Cup Championship coming up. And all right, let's turn our attention for a moment. And we have just a couple moments, but let's turn our championship, our talk to a moment about the big championships coming up in the playoffs and what have you. Who is at risk? Who's on the bubble in the top 70, Bob?
Well, Keegan Bradley's won, yeah.
Yeah, he is definitely one. And what about Koivunen? Can we get him in there?
I don't know for sure on his situation based on the fact that he has one victory. I have the feeling he has to show something in these next this week and next week. Yeah.
He does, and he has a very short time to do it. But hey, you know
Yeah.
what? These players, they can make it happen, especially if they're
Yeah.
on fire. Go ahead.
The ones that I've been able to keep track of before Keegan was Brooks Koepka and Jason Day, and
Now, there were guys that missed this
yeah.
golf tournament, and they opted out of the rocket with only
Right.
one more to go. And they're sitting there on the bubble, and why would they opt out?
I don't really give an idea. I know other major winners outside the top 70 right now are Brian Harman and Tony Finau. But going back to what you mentioned earlier, Mr. Koivunen is still in contention, definitely. He's in a spot, but he has to keep in that contention. I think he's in the 70th spot right now. So there's a good chance, but one more week, we'll see what happens. That could be quite a story if that happens.
We are going to have quite a story. And as I just said a little while ago, due to my anniversary and needing a little time off, we may not have the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show on day after tomorrow, Monday, August the 3rd. Tune in, take a look, go to thegolfnewsnet.com. It may be there if we decide to do it. But right now, I'm probably 80% going to take, well, that day off for my wonderful wife and I. Bob, looking at the schedules, looking at everything going on, we've covered just about all of it. Let me get your final word as I say that Ashworth is one of the great, great golf apparel companies on the planet. Sure, I'm an ambassador. Yes, we wear Ashworth golf apparel, stylish for anywhere you want to go and be, and practical, useful. Great sportswear for the golf course, the way that it fits you, the way that it works with you, the way that it helps you with your swing. I think comfortable, beautiful, great fabrics. Could I brag on them anymore? Well, yes, I'm an ambassador, but why not? Ashworth-golf.com. You want to go to Ashworth Golf Apparel and you want to find out what's happening over there. Everything you could imagine. Beautiful golf apparel. If you're wearing Ashworth golf apparel, folks, you're wearing a part of golf history. All right, Bob.
I'm just really I look back upon the majors this year, and I was asked in a poll, how would you grade the majors? Well, I gave them a B because it's not so much it's not too much the drama that, and each one has its own level of drama. It's just what are your takeaways? Who are the ones that really stick out in your mind, you know, this year? We have Rory, you know, we go to Wyndham Clark, you know, Aaron Rye, and then we have Ryan Fox. And it was it came right down to it. I like the way Aaron Rye and Ryan Fox finished. They both finished very strong. That gives me a solid thing of their ability. But also I think there was side stories that sort of disjointed myself about this major season, but I was more very impressed with the way that Ryan proved to us that we can pay a place of play is not going to be the story of the game, and I just really liked it. I think you can play a game, a great game, and who knows, he might inspire another young player along the way that you don't have to spend an hour and a half to analyze a shot before you hit the ball.
All right. I had a listener just write to me and they asked me, who do you think is going to be rookie of the year? Huh. We still have a few weeks to go, but one of your favorite players is Christopher Reitan. And he captured his first PGA Tour victory at the Truist Championship in Charlotte. He also, by the way, is an ambassador and a PGA Tour player, a rookie, who captures his breakthrough win in Charlotte wearing the Squares Pro S2. Go to squares.com, find out more. I've already talked a lot about them. I'm continuing to do it, but Christopher Reitan wears his Squares golf shoes, winning. This Norwegian wins, shooting a final round 269, finishes 15 under. He won a two-shot victory over Ricky Fowler and Nikolai Højgaard in just his 15th PGA Tour start. I think he puts himself in contention, unless Koivunen does something else, or is there another rookie of the year? Let's answer our listener's question.
Well, Michael Brennan is and Carl Phillips of each one, William Mao and Stephen Fisk. Those really aren't coming off your tongue as it as a favorites, you know, obviously. But I think these next two events will just sort of pare it down this week and then the Wyndham Championship. I think that's going to be the answer. And if any of the rookies get into the playoffs, yes, we might see somebody there that'd be the best way to come out at the end. So maybe it's a grab bag at the end. I don't really have a favorite in mind, to be honest with you.
Well, I certainly love Reitan for this. There's others. Let's find out what happens. I think they'd love to give it to Koivunen, and that may or may not be, you know, a little bit of a kind of a TV political whatever. I think that Koivunen has to do maybe a little more. I mean, he won a great event in his third start, but they've all won, and so what do you do with them? I think that I think there's a lot to look forward to, and we have a lot of great golf coming up. All right, Bob, final word, 30 seconds.
I think people should just relax and enjoy the weekend and just give some love to the AIG Women's Open. I just think that that's one thing that I would like to see. And
I'm also.
I watch. I don't care who wins. I just like enjoying watching the pace of it. And links golf is always going to be one of my favorites.
Well, Lynx golf is the best, and of course, with my family history and background from Ireland and Scotland, I love Lynx golf, traditionally known as Treeless by the Sea, windswept. The Scottish say nae wind, nae golf. And let's see how the ladies do. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. And again, folks, if you tune in on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, we may have a show on at thegolfnewsnet.com. And then out to the big audio platforms, but we may skip a week due to my anniversary. Haven't made that decision yet. Sorry that I'm a little bit up in the air and kind of gray, you know, as far as that answer goes, but you'll find out when you tune in. Otherwise, we're going to have an unbelievable show, certainly on the next golf show, Great American Golf, next week, if we wait that long. And we'll find out, you know, what other great things are happening. Who knows? Bob, thank you so much for joining today. I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was a little bit premature when my candidates. I apologize, but I definitely agree with you that there is an opportunity for Christopher Reitan and Stefano Mazzoli. I forgot to mention him and Mr. Koivunen. So we'll see how it all shakes out. I know it's exciting, but
I'm going way out on a limb, Bob, and
way on a
say
limb,
that
but
they're going. I'm going way out on a limb and say they're
yes.
going to pick Koivunen.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed, I just enjoyed watching the new talent come up.
Me
And
too.
yes, maybe someday they will become household names.
Well, yeah, and I think, look, it's all about the more they win, the more famous they become, the more they win. And they each need to win, a couple of two or three more times. Then they're going to be the new breed. They're going to be the new leaderboards. They're going to be the marquee players. We're going to know who they are. As we watch, we'll learn all about it. La la la.
And
And
they're rookies.
they're all rookies. I mean, my goodness gracious, and young. So lots of fun, lots of great things going on. Folks, I want you to make sure that you hydrate. You've got to drink a load of water, a load of electrolyte. Be wise. Make the correct choice on those electrolytes. Careful of all the sugar. Beware of adult beverages out on the golf course when it's warm, because that does tend to dehydrate you. But hydrate well and sunscreen and go see your dermatologist. You may not think you need to. Go do it anyway. Make an appointment and go get a checkup. I don't care if you're 28 or 48 or 88. Get to your dermatologist and get a checkup. I did it, and well, I can tell you, boy, did I learn a lot. And much to my surprise, I had a few places that needed to be treated. And they did it. And I'm happy and I'm healthy and I'm fine. So hydrate, get the right sunscreen on, get to your dermatologist, and make sure that we're going to have some great guests, from wellness guest to golfer guest to great women in golf guest to a super golf guest. And as Bob said, we have Angela Stanford coming on, our Solheim Cup captain, great champion in her day of playing golf. And along with that, I believe we're going to have a very special edition of the show, in that we may very well have a member of the Solheim family from Ping Golf talk all about the history of the Solheim Cup. So lots happening. Thank you so very much for joining. And Bob, thanks for joining as well. All I can tell you is, everybody, it is a great time and a great championship season for golf. Great time and a great championship season. And I had a listener just write to me this very second, and they said, "Ray, where are you getting your Ashworth golf clothes?" Well, I'm getting them from the Ashworth website, and you want to go to Ashworth-golf.com. Ashworth-golf.com. I want to make sure I got that out clearly. Bob, anything else from you? I gave you your final word. You're good to go. Certa Fresh cigar, they're guaranteed fresh for a year. They come in their own special humidified tube, the greatest cigar brands in the world, powered by Boveda, the humidification company. They can logo those tubes with your corporate or your nonprofit outing, or just your fun little 16-member family tournament. You go to certafreshcigar.com. They're in 3,000 golf shops all over the country. We're helping them get into more over the years. And I want to thank Eric Nelson and his family for powering CertaFresh, found running it, owning it, making it happen, powering it, so that you out there can have some of the great, great choices for your next big event coming up at certafreshcigar.com. I mentioned golflegacyresort.com. I can't wait to talk more about them. And I also want to mention Desert Fox. Desert Fox is one of desertfoxgolf.com, desertfoxgolf.com, with their iconic phone holder and their NCAA licensed logos. If you want to get your favorite team, you want to go to desertfoxgolf.com and their accessories. Lots more coming up on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, or if we don't have it, next week, a week from today, on Great American Golf. Thank you so very much. Stay healthy. Have fun watching that TV. Hydrate, sunscreen, dermatologist, hydrate, sunscreen. Oh, I'm a broken record, aren't I? I want you to stay so safe and healthy and well. Have a load of fun. Talk to you soon.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.